now back to the Tribune's Rick Pearson. It's the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase studio with the Sunday Spin. I mentioned about having a busy Friday and working on a variety of stories. One of the stories that I ended up working on was about the fact that here we are, we're not even at Labor Day yet. We're not even truly in July yet. And you have a race for governor in which you have Democratic Governor Pat Quinn's campaign and the Illinois State Republican Party against Quinn and for Bruce Rauner, each of them sending out phony media advisories. You had the governor's office Thursday evening sending out a phony media advisory and listing as the press contacts, the press contacts for the Rauner campaign. Then you had the State Republican Party, apparently not to be outdone, sends out its own anti-Quinn media advisory on Friday morning. And the release contained the contact information for Dick Durbin's government spokesman, not political spokesman, the government contact phone number, and then contains a phony quote from Dick Durbin. You know what? A pox on both your houses here. This is a race for governor. Can we get a little bit substantive here? You know, we've already got the people being dressing up in costumes of chickens and Pinocchio and that kind of stuff. This state's hurting, and it needs some answers. So let's put away the faux characters, the phony press releases, this game of can you top this? That's ridiculous. Let's just get some answers here. It'd be greatly appreciated. That's my personal note here. Well, there's nothing phony about my next guest here on the show. Jackie Green is the vice president and I guess head of membership for the South Loop Neighbors, and my good friend Dorothy Miazzo, who's on the board of directors of the South Loop Neighbors. And we talked about having you guys on well before the announcement last week from the mayor that he wanted to bring the George Lucas Star Wars storytelling Vargas art poster or whatever kind of museum down between Soldier Field and McCormick Place. And I know you guys haven't met on that issue or taken a formal position on that issue, but I do think it's an example of just this rapid development that's going on in the South Loop. And what kind of roles do you guys play in that, Jackie, as far as, you know, as we've seen lots of changes down there?
Sure. Whenever there's a new development coming up into the neighborhood, we try and get out ahead of it with a public meeting. We invite everybody that we can, including the aldermen and any builders, developers that might be interested to share what's going on, bring plans, drawings, anything, any kind of information that they can give us about the project, and just try to inform the public. We typically try to fight for green space and make sure when they're doing developments that, you know, building heights and design and all that keep in fit with the neighborhood.
And, of course, along with development is the fact that, you know, down by McCormick Place, of course, there's the new DePaul Arena that's being planned, the new hotels that are going on there. And it's, I guess, Dorothy, I don't know, maybe that trade-off of you want to see development, you want to see economic activity, you want to see more residential opportunities, that kind of thing, but you'd want to see it without the price of overdevelopment, of sprawl, of unfashionable development? Is that a fair word to say? You're the literacy expert, too, so maybe I just made up a word there.
Nope.
No?
No. I would count that as a word.
For Scrabble, yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Now, the Scrabble people may not. There is a lot of development, clearly, that's been going on there. And actually, while you were talking about that, I thought about the Olympics when that was coming.
Oh,
at
right.
At one point,
right.
The Olympics was going to be there. And, I was already thinking of renting out my townhouse at that point during the duration. But, Yeah, there's, you know, when I first moved into the south end of the South Loop, there really wasn't very much. Most of the development stopped over at 14th Street. And some people considered me a pioneer coming in over on 18th. Now we've got the new police station. We've got so many retail places. We've got restaurants. We've got so many high rises along Wabash and along Michigan Avenue. And yeah, that was a much different area some 20 years ago.
Well, and some people tend to think of the South Loop as just, you know, Printer's Row area or whatever. And Jackie, I mean, what exactly are the boundaries of the South Loop as you people perceive them?
Well, we have claimed
yeah, I see.
All the way from Jackson to 25th, and we're the river to the lake. So when we do events, we'll try and book them anywhere within that range so that everybody from different neighborhoods in particular have an opportunity to walk versus have to drive or take a car or whatever, take the bus.
And you, I know you do a series of loft tours, that kind of thing.
Indeed.
What do those consist of?
Loft Walk is one of our year's biggest events, and this will be my fourth year chairing it, so it's pretty exciting. And for myself as a designer, I'm just thrilled to get to go into all these really cool buildings. A lot of them, we have a loft this year that's down in Opera Lofts, which is 2500 South Dearborn. So that's a stretch for us. We'll have trolleys that make the circle to get people from north to south. But getting people to open up their homes. We still need 6 lofts, by the way. lots of volunteers to be docents for the event. We usually need between 90 and 100 volunteers to cover the event. So it's a big deal, and it brings us a good, healthy amount of income that we can do programming during the course of the year. And I think everybody that joins in on it usually has a lot of fun.
Dorothy Miazzo, Jackie Green with South Loop Neighbors. We'll have more right after this. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. You're listening to The Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase studio. I'm joined by Dorothy Miazzo, Jackie Green of the South Loop Neighbors. And Dorothy, I know on Monday evening you guys have a big meeting coming up. Time to put an alderwoman under the spotlight a little bit?
Yes. So as a membership organization, South Loop Neighbors has quarterly member meetings, and the one on Monday is going to be in the south end of the South Loop. We're using the police station over on 18th Street and State, and our guest speaker is Alderman Pat Dell. We are in South Loop is cut into quite a few wards these days.
Well, and that's what I wanted to ask you guys about, because when maps are drawn, the map makers, and of course, map making is a political process. We talked about the redistricting proposed constitutional amendment that a Cook County Circuit judge tossed off the ballot, and the group that was supporting an independent map making process, they've thrown in the towel for this time around. But yes, it's a political creature is redrawing these ward boundaries as well. But a lot of people talk about how they want to keep together neighborhoods, how they want to keep together communities of interest, as it's called. And Jackie, I mean, the South Loop now is split into how many wards?
Well, right now it's basically 2 wards, but it's slated to go to 4 wards. And depending on who you talk to, Rick,
yeah,
it's very interesting. There have been so many conversations between South Loop Neighbors with the varying aldermen because what we've done is we've created liaisons. We have 4 different directors that have reached out to be a part of each one of the wards so we can bring information back. And on so many occasions, the new ward will say to us, well, that's not our ward yet, so you know, we can't participate yet. And then
so stick with your old alderman.
Right. But then, of course, we go to our old aldermen, and we shan't name names, but we're told, you know, I'm not really working on that anymore. You have to go to your new alderman. I'm like, well, they're not our new alderman until 2015. Well, yeah, but they're already taking stuff on. So it's like we're caught between a rock and a hard place.
Well, especially when you're talking about issues of planning, development, zoning. I mean,
exactly.
zoning, of course, being the big control of zoning, aldermanic control of zoning being one of the biggest perks that an alderman has. And you are not the only ones that have run into this issue of you have to go see the new alderman and the new, you're part of the new ward, but yet you voted for the alderman in the old ward that you thought you lived in, kind of situation. And it is becoming a catch-22 for a lot of people. And that's true throughout the city. And in fact, there's been some kind of, I believe, some kind of a legal challenge mounted over how can the people you elect say they don't represent you anymore. And I can only imagine some of the frustrations that you all must be dealing with this.
It has been indeed.
I wanted to talk too about, we touched on the issue about McCormick Place, the arena, the hotel development there. And I tend to think McCormick Place, that's kind of the south boundary of the South Loop. But you've got this whole stretch of Motor Row that's been talked about, all kinds of development being talked about, music venues, more lofts, that kind of thing. And it just seems to just stall out all the time. And of course, you know, let's face it, we've had this rough stretch with the economy and the real estate. But I do tend to think that because of foreclosed properties, those kinds of things, that's also been something that's helped spur some of the redevelopment that's going on in the South Loop. The ability for some developers to get these properties at distressed prices in some respects. But is anything going on with Motor Row? It seems like a great subject for everybody to talk about. Great history there, but nothing seems to move.
I haven't heard anything in recent times about 2 years ago, one of our board members lives in the 2300 block, and she was talking about receiving an email from her alderman at that point, stating that they were only slated for entertainment moving forward in that neighborhood. There would be no more residential building. And she living right on the edge of like the last residential building was a little bit freaked out because, so who are gonna, you know, who are all her new neighbors? Are they gonna be out partying till 4 o'clock every morning?
Yeah, what does entertainment mean?
Exactly. Yes. So, you know, and there was talk of Cheap Trick building a
museum and concert venue, right?
Right. And I just think it was a big stall, and we just haven't heard anything more.
And so, I mean, here again, that's another sense of frustration.
Right.
And communications issues, that lack of communication issues, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, and truly, you know, one of the issues about McCormick Place is, and that's part of why the arena is going in there, the new hotels, but it's always been that kind of trying to bring a cohesiveness between McCormick Place through the South Loop into the downtown area. And I mean, I assume that's something that you all are constantly trying to help make that navigation possible.
Right. It's like building bridges. It feels like so much of the time everything that they're building off of McCormick Place, at least in my opinion, you know, all they want to do is shuttle people back and forth to the Mag Mile. It's like they totally cut out everything between McCormick Place and, you know, Wacker. As long as they can get the people up here to shop, great. There's a lot of buildings that have built retail on the first floor that has been empty for years and years. And this goes all the way up towards where I live, up by 9th and State. And how do we get these places filled? And we keep building more. Shouldn't there be some responsibility of filling the existing retail before you build more?
Yeah, and you know, I for example, when I'm down there, I look at an example like Wabash, south of, 14th or even, you know, even further in. But just all of this potentially developable space that, and it's you can shoot a cannon through down through Wabash,
that
far
some,
south.
Some big voids.
So, I mean, it's a matter of, here again, the communications, working with whoever the alderman that will claim responsibility, or alder people, because it's multiple. And I'm sure that's going to be a topic of this meeting, and trying to hear a vision from the alderwoman for the South Loop. Well, Dorothy Miazzo, Jackie Green, South Loop Neighbors, thank you very much. Good luck with your meeting on Monday.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.